Friends, now in this chapter, the time has come to actually start the planning process by the branch manager. Up till now, even till earlier chapter, we have discussed the various meetings, various planning process. Everything is decided by the branch manager. He has got the input, everything has happened. It is suggested that this could be the way how he can start with the planning process. And the planning process, once it is defined, now the time has come to for the business planning by the branch manager. Planning is of two types, three types of planning: long range, intermediate and short term, that we have discussed in the earlier chapter. The strategic planning. Why I am using the word the strategic is with a definite intention, with a definite goal, with a definite performance and ideas. Now the branch manager has to prepare plan, maybe for the short term, intermediary or for the long term. Let us understand how the strategic plan is helping branch to understand not only the future, but it helps to create its future. Planning, it's always considered as a most important part of the process. Planning includes the plan, that is a thoughtful process, and action, that is implementation of the what is plan is made. So, action and implementation, planning and implementation are the two parts in the planning process. Unless you implement it, plan doesn't have any value. And for implementation, plan is a must. Abruptly, you cannot implement any ideas. This should be planned, meticulously planned. Planning can be formally defined as the process that involves, planning is a process, it involves making and evaluating each set of interrelated decisions, dependency on each other, interrelated decisions before an action is required in a situation which it is to be believed that unless action is taken, the desired future is not likely to happen, and that if appropriate action is taken, the likelihood, the favorable outcome can be initiated. That means interrelated. After discussion, we discuss that. After discussion with all the people, all the entities which are involved for the growth of the branch, should come together, plan, and thereafter, once the plan is on the different parameters, plan is prepared, it will be a successful plan. So it is a process. Abruptly or all of a sudden, one cannot plan. If it is planned, then perhaps it may go failure without consulting any other people. So steps which are involved in the process of the planning, that too, long-range planning. We are first discussing about the long-range planning. Long-range planning has necessarily three aspects. One is a vision. Second one is a mission, and third one is a goal. So, to process the plan, organization's goal are taken into consideration, and that is always intact. Second, mission statement announced by the bank forming the part of the planning process. And the third one is goal, defining the goal to each and every individual, each and every entity is very much important, because these three are very much important one after another to start with the planning process. The branch manager may have the vision in excelling all the chosen parameter of the branch functioning. He should not leave any parameter because it is meant for the progress of the branch and accordingly the bank. So all the parameters needs to be taken into consideration. To achieve this vision, they have to have goal in place. What can be likely goal? Let us take my branch should be a model branch. This is the goal. My branch should be a model branch. Then question comes, how to achieve this goal and fulfill this vision? Vision is what? Excelling functioning of the branch. And with this goal, my branch should be a model branch. It is my goal. So vision and goal are like this. Now, how to achieve this goal and fulfill this vision is a question. One should know that a series of the steps they are required to take to attain this dream. What are the steps required to achieve the goal? The thought process involved in thinking out the steps are called as a plan. Suppose I want to be a doctor. This is the goal. To become a doctor, remember, he should at least seek an admission in the medical college. Thereafter, once he becomes a degree holder, he should establish the dispensary. This is a small example I am taking. To become a doctor, taking admission in the medical college, there are various parameters: competition, understanding, likely cutoff marks required, or likely marks required to take admission in the medical college. For that, he has to plan. He has to study. How many hours that he has to define, that is a plan. So, goal and plan. Once a plan becomes successful, then everything becomes successful. So, like that, all the parameters to achieve the goal needs to be taken into consideration. The process of putting this action is called a strategic planning or long-range planning. So in the same example, to become a doctor, I said, how many years requires to complete the degree, how many hours he has to undergo a training, and thereafter, within how many days or how many months he can establish the dispensary. So all this is the planned process. This plan, unless and until it is discussed with the proper planning, the goal to achieve these goals, there should be a clear point. At least 6 hours a day he has to study, type of food he has to take, type of lectures he has to attend, then taking notes he has to devote certain time. This is the regular process he has to do. Then only he will be successful and obtain the mark, maybe more than 90% or whatever it may be. But once after going to the medical college also, there consistency is required to be maintained. Failure of the plan or failure of any event may drag the plan for the longer duration. So this should not happen, and it is not permitted the financial institutions like bank. So the planning is very much essential. That is called strategic planning. Let us understand first, when we decided the goal, my branch should be a model branch. Taking the same example further, I would like to say, what could be the concept of model branch, just to understand the planning process. Parameters needs to be chosen. In what parameters there should be an excellence by the branch. Branch internal environments, strength and weaknesses need to be understood. Then external environment, maybe opportunities, and threats also need to be taken into consideration. Above all, these three are known as the command area. Command area means functioning of the branch within the given area or given kilometers. Then this exercise is called as a SWOT analysis. What is SWOT analysis? SWOT analysis means strength, weakness, opportunities and threats. All those four parameters are very much important for the planning process. By understanding this exercise, that is a SWOT analysis exercise, the branch manager will come to know where he stands in the command area as well as within the branch. So, this SWOT analysis forming the important part of the planning process. Let us understand what is this SWOT analysis is. Once the SWOT analysis we understood, then we select the parameters of the branch functioning, like maintenance of or upkeep of cleanliness, both interior as well as exterior of the branch premises, layout, furnitures, fixtures, work organization, work technology, security management and maintenance of the record. These are the things need to be concentrated as far as parameters are concerned. Parameters we are talking about, SWOT analysis, little bit later we will discuss. The operation control at the branch, how it is functioning. Very sudden burst or sudden spike in the business, whether bank is capable, branch is capable of handling those that kind of business. If not, what are the remedies to be taken? So, all these things comes when you are selecting the parameters. Then resource mobilization, increasing the business, where existing staff is there to capable of handling this increased business or not. Then level of the customer satisfaction, who could be the customers who are always dissatisfied, how to satisfy them. Then credit planning and the management of lending, whether the branch is located in the locality where the credit, there are people or there are entities who are looking always for the credit facilities. Then development of the forex business, if you are near to NRI colony or maybe the area where you have a lot of industrial units which are engaged in the export and import, then those kind of things, if it comes, then perhaps you should have a differently treat those kind of things. So, establishing the department of the foreign exchange, all these things comes into the way when you understand your area of operations. Human resource development, people need a training, people may be required to be hired, then profit planning, you decide how much profit you have deciding during long range 3 years planning, what could be the ratio that first year you have to attempt, second year what could be, so it will be a progressive one. Then image building and the public relation. Many times it happens that during the market area or during the area, your bank may not be unknown, may be unknown, and people are not recognizing which type of bank is. Then branding and the road shows, like these activities are required to be come across. So once we decide the parameters, then the further process starts with the strategic planning for the branch. Now you have fixed the parameters, you know your boundaries, areas where you are functioning, then you will come to the strategic or long range planning. For the long range planning, what is required to be done? The strategic plan for the branch will include all the activities for the period of 3 years as decided by the branch management. Because normal tenure of the branch or bank manager is expected for 3 years. Understand and comprehend the opportunities and the threats in the external environment. Similarly, they have also have a way on understanding the strength and weakness of the internal environment. This will help them to build a likely scenario for the branch for the next 3 years, how the branch would be, whether the existing premises is sufficient, whether they want to expand or whether they want to shift it from one premises to another in the same locality. The steps involved in the strategic planning for the branches are, what are those steps that we will understand? First, when we say that there should be a mission statement to decide the objective, both the quantitative and qualitative terms, undertaking the SWOT analysis in terms of, again, I am referring to the SWOT analysis, that is strength, weakness, opportunities and threats in the given parameters that we have to analyze in the SWOT analysis should be done in the terms of, one, organization culture, resources, then deposit, whether term deposit or saving deposit, or manpower, composition, recovery position, new banking products, services, premises, housekeeping, all these parameters also need to be considered under the mission statement. Political situation in the country and how the command area of the branch is affected by that, stability of the government at the national and the state level, government policies, economic dimension, expectation of the public, international economic trends, then compensation from other banks, competition from other banks, financial institutions in and around that area are also needs to be analyzed or studied first. Individual functional action plan for the deposit, credit, profit, manpower, IT infrastructure, and the plan to improve the customer service and the forest business. Depending upon, these are the only indicative list, but depending upon what are the other departments in the branch, the individual budget, individual planning, individual mission statement has to be taken into consideration, or it has to be analyzed properly. Integration and reconciliation of these plans should be plans with each other. Then changes in the organization setup of the branch. Then performance projections of the 3 years with a breakup of each quarter. So this should be included in your mission. The next step involves the objective. Once the mission statement is ready, what is this documented, what you require to do it individually, it is actually a huge document, but it is shortly, it can be defined with the discussion as per the planning process. Once the mission is over, then we are moving towards the objective, both in quantitative and qualitative terms. What are those objectives? Objectives are in fact the intermediate goals. Goals are already set. Intermediate goals, to achieve these goals, what steps required to be taken? The first objective of the branch will be to give a clean, tidy and a neat exterior and interior presentation of the branch, where a customer would love to walk in and an employee would feel proud of belong to. See, as I said sometime back, our mission is how my branch excellent in the area, and taking that theme into consideration, we are discussing all these points. Please remember, deposit targets are achieved every year, every quarter and every month. Then customer satisfaction is at the highest level, no complaints, strict adherence to the BCSBI, that is Banking Codes and Standard Bureau of India. Then IBA, that is Indian Banks Association guidelines, turnaround time and frame for the customer services. These are the required objectives. Once the objectives are selected within that parameter, each and every individual has to work. Once objectives are over, then it will go to the mission. Ultimately, it is a cascading effect. It will go back. Then only it will be successful. Anyway, we are moving towards the objective. Objectives are over. Then subsequent part comes the stress on channelizing the credit, depending upon the credit portfolio of the branch, mainly the private sector and retail sectors. And in case of the branch, also has a corporate banking sector that too also taking into consideration in the planning process. Increased turnaround of the forex business every year in case of the branch has such an existing business and there are potential of more such business than attainment of the budget. This is a new, if any new business, this is a forex is a one part I have mentioned here. But any other new business comes, no, at that point of time, the entire gamut of that business needs to be taken into consideration. Then introduction and follow-up of the human resource development program, that is job rotation, on-the-job training, training for the staff, officers, program for the self-development and career path, planning for the staff, organization staff, welfare activities, etc. needs to be organized by the branch. And the responsibility falls on the branch manager. Undertaking the image building activities also is forming the part of your objective. And similarly, the introduction of the regular review program for the proper monitoring and control of the effective implementation of the strategic plan is very much required by the branch manager. Now, little bit detail about the SWOT analysis. How exactly the SWOT analysis is done by the branch manager for each parameter I am referring to. SWOT analysis, as you know, it is strength, weakness, opportunities and threats. As the word indicates, its meaning are very, very clear that every parameter need to be scrutinized from these angles. Therefore, the branch situation in SWOT analysis should be understood. In the SWOT analysis, S stands for the strength, which refers to such a features of the branch which provides the positive support to its functions. That is the strength. Then weaknesses. It is referred to all those aspects that work is inhibitory forces in the growth and the functions of the branch. Negative attitude, one of them. O is opportunities. Opportunities and challenges in the branch external environment. You can go and tap the market and bring in the business. That is the opportunity. If you do not go, you have lost the opportunity. So likewise, opportunities also need to be seen. And T is a threat. Threat is a challenge. And that is always opposite force. It refers to the risk, competitors, competition, and other inhibiting factors existing in the branch environment. On undertaking the SWOT analysis of the branch for the purpose of the development, developing the strategic plan, the exercise should be somewhat as we are seeing now. In respect of the strength, what you need to do, what branch manager should do. First, the strength of the branch could be one, good location, expertise within the staff to handle the large corporate accounts, forex dealings, agriculture credit, bank marketing activities, etc. Number three is availability of the specialized services facilities for meeting requirement of the large corporate customers, government, public sector accounts, attending the farmers credit or crop loan, specialized agriculture activities, and so many other things like the scope which are aspiring the middle class population also, that also needs to be taken into consideration as a strength. Then guidance for the business activities and support for the infrastructure facility like latest IT technology platform, a robust backup and the courier services, etc. could be forming as a strength for the branch for delivery. Good report of the government and the other developmental agencies and good client mix forming the strength of any branch of the bank. These were anything is lacking in this, no, little bit backfooting happens in the planning process. What about weakness? What kind of weaknesses that branch could be? The dissatisfied customers a lot. There are many customers who are not satisfied with the services provided by the branch. This is the weakness. Similarly, poor industrial relationship. That depends on all the branch managers. If it is poor, they are not maintaining any rapport with the government organization or any other authorities in the local area. then it is always have a negative marking. That means weakness. Negative work culture and a low moral amongst the staff. Staff is not taking seriously any matter. Then declining the deposit growth trend and reducing the market share. That is because of these services, this is a weakness. Similarly, poor image of the branch in the command area. That bank is not good, so we will not go. We will open account with some other bank. These kind of things may happen among the customers. Unsatisfactory layout hinders the flow of the work and documents affecting the customer services. Your branches, if it is a third or fourth floor, who will come there? So the locality, premises, it should be easily accessible. And the inadequate planning for the furniture, fixture and stationery items. There is no layout or lounge for the customer to sit, or no proper sitting arrangement for the customers, inside arrangement like a garbage. So these kind of things are the weaknesses, and this needs to be improved if you want to attain this. Weakness should be less, strength should be more.